بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, why do you ban for yourself that which Allah has made lawful to you, seeking to please your wives? And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful.
قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Allah has already ordained for you, O men, the dissolution of your oaths, and Allah is your Mawla, meaning Lord or Master or Protector and so on. And He is the All-Knower, the All-Wise.
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
And remember when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, meaning Hafsa. So when she told it to another, meaning Aisha, and Allah made it known to him, he informed part thereof and left a part. Then, when he told her, meaning Hafsa, thereof, she said, Who told you this? He said, The All-Knower, the All-Aware, Allah has told me.
إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا وَإِن تَظَاهَرَا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ.
If you two, meaning the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, namely Aisha and Hafsa, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined, meaning to oppose what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likes. But if you help one another against him, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then verily Allah is his Mawla, meaning Lord or Master or Protector and so on, and Jibreel or Gabriel, and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore, the angels are his helpers.
عَسَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ أَن يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْكُنَّ مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات تائبات عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا.
It may be if he divorced you all that his Lord will give him instead of you wives better than you, Muslims who submit to Allah, believers obedient to Allah, turning to Allah in repentance, worshipping Allah sincerely, fasting and immigrants for the sake of Allah, previously married and virgins.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
O you who believe, ward off from yourselves and your families a fire, meaning hell, whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed angels stern and severe, who disobey not from executing the commands they receive from Allah, but do that which they are commanded.
Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru la ta'tadhiru al-yawm إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون.
It will be said in the hereafter, O you who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, make no excuses this day. You are being requited or revenge on yourself only for what you used to do.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير.
O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will remit from you your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow, meaning paradise. The day that Allah will not disgrace the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who believe with him. Their light will run forward before them with their records, books of deeds. In their right hand they will say, Our Lord, keep perfect our light for us and do not put it off till we cross over the Sirat, which is a slippery bridge over hell, safely, and grant us forgiveness. Verily, you are able to do all things.
يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير.
O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be severe against them. Their abode will be hell, and worst indeed is that destination.
ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
Allah sets forth an example for those who disbelieve, the wife of Nuh or Noah and the wife of Lut or Lot. They were under two of our righteous slaves, but they both betrayed their husbands by rejecting their doctrine. So they, meaning Nuh and Lut, benefited them not, meaning their respective wives, against Allah. And it was said, Enter the fire along with those who enter.
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And Allah has set forth an example for those who believe, the wife of Fir'aun, Pharaoh, when she said, My Lord, build for me a home with you in paradise, and save me from Fir'aun, Pharaoh, and his work, and save me from the people who are dhalimeen, polytheists, wrongdoers, and disbelievers in Allah.
ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين.
And Maryam, meaning Mary, the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity, and we, meaning Allah, breathed into the sleeve of her shirt or her garment through our ruah, meaning Jibrail or Gabriel, and she testified to the truth of the words of her Lord, meaning believed in the words of Allah. B, and he was, that is, Isa, or Jesus, son of Maryam, or Mary, as a messenger of Allah, and also believed in his scriptures, and she was of the Qanitin, meaning obedient to Allah.